When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
And welcome back to Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you until noon when Meet the Press takes over. And as always with shows here on WBEN, if you missed any of it, you can find our interviews on the Odyssey app at WBEN.com or wherever it is that you download your podcast. All you have to do is search the show that you like here on WBEN, David Bellavia, A New Morning, Beamaz and Beamer, Bowerly, Hardline, any show here on WBEN, and if you subscribe to it, guess what? They download right to your phone. Very nice. So make sure you check that out, again, wherever you like podcasts and like to plan out your podcast. We are waiting to hear from Aaron Katursky, who is over in Ukraine. And, you know, this is one of those things where you're watching, you keep the news on, right? I mean, it's really 24/7 coverage from over there. The video, I mean, with all the advancements in technology, you're getting iPhone videos, you're getting stuff live on TV, really 24/7. And joining us from Ukraine is Aaron Katursky, ABC News. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Aaron, what is the current situation? It's one of those things that keeps to always developing. What is the situation this morning?
Well, there's been some rather worrying reports from different parts of Ukraine. They were going to try again to get some civilians out of Mariupol, this besieged port city that has been cut off effectively from food and water and electricity and phone service. The International Committee of the Red Cross tried to arrange some buses to get people out, and we're not sure that that ceasefire that had been arranged was honored for a second day in a row. And then in a city just on the outskirts of Kyiv, the capital, there was some Russian shelling of civilians trying to leave there. So it's been very worrying if civilians are increasingly coming under fire, and you know, we keep hearing that not only are they, but they will in the future as the Russians just intensify their invasion.
You know, it's been confusing because yesterday we hear of this this agreement or word of a ceasefire, and then we also hear of you know, civilians getting shot at. Is it just as confusing over there when talking of the ceasefire?
Oh, sure. I mean, because you don't know at any moment whether it's real or not. And, you know, officially, the Russians blamed the Ukrainians. They said they were sabotaging the ceasefire so they could use civilians as human shield. That's what President Putin said, and there was really no evidence of that. It seems as if the Russians just kept shelling. So either their command and control isn't good, and the soldiers on the ground just didn't get word that they were supposed to stop shooting, or the Russians were being disingenuous, and either isn't particularly good.
Aaron, you know, I see the pictures on your Twitter of people waiting, you know, hiding, waiting to get out. How many people have fled the country, and how many people are still in places like under bridges, in train stations?
Yeah. So officially, the UN has counted more than 1.5 million people have crossed an international border. Most of them have gone to Poland, but they've also gone to Slovakia and Romania and Moldova. And then we think there are tens of thousands on the move on any given day beyond that. And, you know, here in Lviv, the main railway station, there's about 40,000 people that pass through a day on trains from more restive parts of the country and then try to get, you know, further west to Poland or even stay here. And, you know, Josh, I just came from a university that has turned itself into a shelter. And I was just, my jaw was on the floor. They've got three gymnasiums filled with mattresses on the floor where people are sleeping right up against one another. There's probably 1,500 people in there. Everything has been donated, from food to clothing to medicine. But this is home now for people who, you know, don't really have anywhere else to go.
And speaking with those that in Ukraine, those that, you know, again, some are fleeing, some are staying to fight. What, you know, a week, 10 days ago, you have people in Ukraine that didn't think this was ever going to happen, didn't think this was possible. What is their reaction and what are they asking from the rest of the world?
Well, who can think that, you know, this was going to be your life? You know, it is unimaginable because you don't want to imagine it. But now people who a week ago were dentists or designers or whatever, they're all now part of a kind of civil defense force that's built up around here. And, you know, and I've seen people making nets for the military, taking up arms, learning to make Molotov cocktails. The government's even instructed people where to throw them so they're most effective. They're really seeding an insurgency in order to counteract the Russian invasion. And that may be the best shot they have, because the military is ultimately going to be outmatched. They've slowed the Russian advance. They've done better than most military analysts thought they could do, but it's only a matter of time. The Ukrainians have been begging for a no-fly zone, but that's not practical for a couple of reasons. One, you know, they fired more than 500 missiles at Ukrainian targets so far, and aircraft aren't going to stop missiles. The other part is that enforcing a no-fly zone would bring, say, American fighter jets into direct contact with Russian fighter jets or air defenses or something. And that's, you know, the equivalent of World War III, and it's kind of a non-starter.
Speaking of the Russian attacks near that nuclear site earlier this week, any updates from that? Is that calmed down now? Is that in Russian control? What's going on at that nuclear site?
Yeah, we think it is under Russian control now, but the Ukrainian workers have been allowed to keep it functioning. And it was really, really frightening to see the firefight that erupted just 1,500 feet from the six reactors on the site in Zaporizhia. The reactors, thankfully, were unaffected. They got the fire out, and there was no radiation leak, we're told. But we heard this awful message that was blaring from the loudspeakers on the nuclear plant's campus, saying, "Stop firing. This is a nuclear plant. You'll endanger the whole world." And it was only by the grace of God, we heard the UN ambassadors, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, say that the world averted another nuclear catastrophe. But there is fear that, you know, there are four other working reactors in the country, and the fear is that the Russians will have no problem trying to take them and risk another accident.
And the Russians have also gone to the site of Chernobyl as well, correct?
They did. They came down. Normally you go around it to get to Kyiv, but when you come down from Belarus, but they kind of went through, and it looks as if they were, I don't know if they're still in control, but at least for a time they were in control of the space around Chernobyl. We're not sure why. It's defunct, but they could sure cause one heck of an environmental disaster. Nuclear power plants were not designed to be caught in the battlefield, and it's really, really worrying if there's a willingness to shell or fire nearby.
Aaron, there's also the, I believe it's 40-mile-long Russian convoy that didn't move for a period of time. Is that still in a standstill?
It hasn't gone anywhere, but we're not sure it really, it covered 40 miles, but it was far apart in places, and we're not sure It's about 17 miles from Kyiv, and it's filled with stuff, you know, troops and tanks and artillery pieces, but we don't know really what it's doing, whether it's just going to sit there and menace Kyiv forever, or whether it's resupplying, whether it's ultimately going to be part of some kind of an offensive for the capital. So far, we've seen the Russians attack from a number of positions. They've certainly encircled Kharkiv to the east of Kyiv. So troops could come in from there. They've also bombarded southern communities along the coast and tried to cut off Ukraine's access to the Black Sea so they could come up from the south. There's a restive pro-Russia enclave in Moldova, where apparently missiles were fired today on an airport west of Kyiv, and sort of in between Kyiv and Lviv, where I am. So they have a number of different attack options, and we just are waiting to see which ones they ultimately use to take the city.
Aaron, as you mentioned, you're there. What are things that you have seen? Have you been in close call? What maneuvers have you taken? And what would you compare this to personally, situations that you've been in?
Why, I don't know that it's comparable. It's a different kind of fight than either, Iraq or Afghanistan so far. But the seeds of an insurgency, as I was saying, are evident. And so we may ultimately see that type of guerrilla fighting if it comes to that, which would certainly not only prolong the campaign here, but it would probably make it more deadly and bloody, which is not a prospect anyone really wants to think about. But the Ukrainians are not going to go down. They've been mobilized. They've been inspired, I think, by President Zelensky and his daily messages trying to rally the country in defense of itself. They've certainly made some gains against the more hulking Russian army, but eventually the numbers just don't favor the Ukrainian side.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News, over in Ukraine. Aaron, thank you so much, and we look forward to your updates throughout the week.
Thank you very much.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.